This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989. I'll leave that blank. Regarding Gaylord, G-A-Y-L-O-R-D, Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. Date of birth, 4-16 of 1940. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Morris with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, peripheral vascular disease, and hypertension. His last visit was August 5th of 2024. He's been feeling well since his last visit. His weight is down 5 pounds in 6 months. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No chest pain or palpitations. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, he's not on a low-dose aspirin anymore. He takes fish oil, 1,000 milligrams daily now. Lisinopril is 20 milligram, 1.5 daily, so a total of 30 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 50 milligram daily. Occasionally he uses ibuprofen, PRN pain, although rarely. Physical exam, weight 185 pounds. Pulse is 49, and blood pressure right arm sitting large adult cuff is 124 over 64. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done December 19th, 2024. Creatinine is 1.24, estimated GFR 57. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 8.8. Albumin is 3.9. Hemoglobin 14.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently well controlled. 3, peripheral vascular disease, stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.